Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, so the 7 months, everybody talking about horror story. What Zhou Gong Jiang Gui, all the ghosts here, ghosts there. One, okay, so I decided to also share a few horror story. But my horror story are no ghost one. No ghost one. Okay, but I can tell you my horror story has as horror as got ghost. Okay, let's go. Okay, so at the same time, when I talk to you about horror story, I also have to tell you why are all these horror story happening? What's the solution? So instead of just telling you horror story, very different because I was no ghost one. So instead of just sharing you with the story just to get the clickbait, whatever, we don't want. We want to share with you what is happening on the ground, and why all this horror story is happening, and how to prevent all this horror story from happening. So if you watch a lot of my videos, you follow me closely, I think a lot of people are following up with HDB extension. Means like there's a lot of people that's doing HDB extension. It's a HDB extension stay lah. So technically, people sell already, they ask for 60 days submission or 90 days submission. 90 days is bad. I explained this in another video, you can go and watch. You can search Aaron Lin HDB extension on YouTube, you will get the other video. So recently, I heard a case, okay, first horror case, you know, horrible. The buyer bought the place about 2 months plus ago. Then, apparently, I think, early morning, haven't cleared the throat. Apparently, I think the buyer bought at quite a high price lah. So, there was some COV involved and whatsoever, I think. Then, all these cases are not mine lah. Technically, it will not happen to me. Later, I'll explain at the end of the video why it won't happen to me lah. It won't happen to me and it won't happen to my client. Because I will never recommend this kind of thing. So, the seller sell to this buyer. The buyer agree to, I think, 60 days or 90 days submission. Then this house apparently have some COV. The buyer bought at a higher price. So they do the extend. But if you know in the market today, the situation is not good. The prices are not doing well. Units are slowly dropping price. I'm very sure that statistically, this has not been reflected yet. Or it may not be reflected at all. Why? Because the statistics reflect on units that are selling. They never reflect on how many units have been in the market for 1 month or so, how many units have been in the market for 3 months or so. Actually, I'm more interested to have the government, this is not accurate, but maybe the government can do something like that. How many intent to sell was done, but not so. So like the amount of intent to sell in terms of percentage, maybe 100 intent to sell done. But so far, only 20 units sold. 80 units still in the market or still not sold after the intent to sell has been done. Okay, this is just my thought. Because if you don't do something like that, right, you only see the so units. The units that are sold, technically they are sold. But there is a lot of people suffering behind. There's a lot of people that are not sold. Okay, so let's go back to the story. Because at the same time, I want to explain to you the ground situation. Because HDB now, we are at the worst time of the last maybe 4 or 5 years. Even before COVID, I think it was a little bit better than today. So there was a lot of supply injected into the market. So the demand for the resale has been shifted to the BTOs and the SBF. This has been repeatedly announced in my last few videos, as well as from the newspaper, National Day Rally, whatsoever. So this buyer, after buying 2 months ago, he decided that he had bought at a high price. Because today, when he go and search the transaction, right? Okay, I feel that there's a few situations that may have happened. He looked at Property Guru, he saw cheaper units. Secondly, he may have also seen cheaper units, meaning that he has actually continued to go for viewing. So technically, after you pay the option fee $1,000, right, you cannot say you, hey, after you pay the $1,000, then you exercise $4,000. After you pay the $4,000, right, you cannot say that you don't want to buy already. You must buy already because that's called exercise, man. But this buyer feels that he paid a high price. He went to tell the seller that he don't want to buy anymore after 2 months. If I never remember wrongly, after 2 months, he don't want to submit the case to HDB. That's what I heard from the agent. So he feels that he bought at a high price. I'm not going to share with you what will happen. The legal stuff, I leave it to the lawyers to settle because they want to sue each other. They want to go to a legal lawsuit. That's their own business. But as a seller, the seller asked for 60 days. The seller went to buy another unit already. Okay? The seller went to buy another unit already. So imagine the seller sell to this person, ask him to wait, I think 70 or 80 days before submission. Then he went to buy another unit. Then when he buy another unit already, 60, 70 days almost up already, this buyer can tell him, oh, 我不要买你的屋子, I don't want to buy your house already. I tell you, he's in shock because he already paid for the other side also. So how many people die in this whole transaction? At least two party. Because you don't know whether this person go and buy another unit or not. So this is why I always say don't do submission and hey, don't do extension, stay, don't do all these things. Sometimes the agent talk to me, he say, submission must do 30 days. I ask him why must do 30 days. It's just to key into the system. Actually, 5 days, 10 days key in is enough, you know. So this is one scenario. So imagine you are the seller. I can't tell you this is worse than your 做工讲鬼. Really, this is worse than your 做工讲鬼. Devastated. Don't know how to continue the whole transaction. Once your selling bursts, your buying also bursts. Everything also bursts. So don't know how to handle this, have to go and look for the lawyer. If you want to go into a lawsuit, I don't know how long it would take, you know, all your housing plans are gone. To me, it's not about being legal or not legal. Of course, you have to do the legal things, okay? But do not take a legal obligation as it is, lah. Because you don't want to have the hassle to go into a legal suit in order to get things solved, mah. You want things to be solve correctly at the start. So everything smooth move. That's what I want to focus on. Okay. Second scenario. This agent bought the buyer. Okay. Second horror story. Bought the buyer to buy a private property. So he suggests to the buyer that we do extending the option. So we don't exercise, we extend the option, we tell him to give us 2 months option. Okay? Then we go and sell our place. So he assume that he paid the 2 months option. Okay? And he paid the option for 2 months. He no need to exercise, he can delay the option. Okay, by doing this, he don't need to pay ABSD as long as he sell his place and the place that he's selling, the exercise date is before the buying. So I don't want to complicate you with all these things. Technically, he go and ask the buyer to go and buy a place first. Okay? You go and buy a place first. Okay? We ask for long option, 2 months. Then I help you sell your place. Don't worry. Confirm can sell one. Okay? Now, cannot sell. So, now big problem come already. He cannot sell. Then he pay a lot of money for that 2-3 months of option. Then, now the buyer, right, because he cannot sell, he cannot continue the fee, he cannot buy, he cannot exercise the OTP. So he will lose his 2-3%, I don't know how many percent, definitely not 1%, he will lose his 2-3% option fee. For a 1.5 million property, he will lose about 30,000 to 45,000 if it's 2-3% option fee. Cash. So now, at the same time, the buyer that buy and then he lose money, not happy. He want to go and complain the agent. So is there a right or wrong? I don't know lah. Because the agent suggests to you, you accept it mah. And I also don't know how the law look at this. You know, the agent is definitely, I don't know. To me, at this situation, at this point of time, you want to suggest client to do all this thing, it's confirm C1. The chance of selling now is very low. So don't assume you are still in the olden days. So I keep saying that sometimes it's not agent want to sabo you or agent no good. It's just agent is inexperienced. Agent inexperienced, agent don't know the market situation today. Two things, very simple. Agent inexperienced, agent don't know the market situation today. So sometimes my agent ask me, hey, why the corporate want to do this? I tell you very simple. I tell them one thing. Same thing. The agent don't know, the agent is inexperienced. You know, they are just not, they don't know what they're doing. You know, so they anyhow do lor. Then, piak already, then come and regret. Okay. So this is the part that I really hate most lah. Because I feel that you do a lot of things. You take all these unnecessary risks for what? You know, you be in this business, you got to know how to do things smoothly, do things no risk, no pressure. Okay. So this is another big problem that's happening. So if you are looking to what, buy a property, extend your option and try to sell away your place later, come on lah. Okay, in this market situation today, I can tell you, don't bother lah. Don't bother. Because from what we are looking at in the industry today, the risk is too big. The risk is too big. Prior property, the amount of inquiry has also dropped. But I will say that the drop is not as big as HDB. HDB is very big drop. Prior property, I feel that if your location and price is still at the sweet spot, you still get calls. Okay, I cannot tell you what's the sweet spot you engage me, I tell you, because all these are all trade secrets, you know, secrets that I can provide people so that people think that it's worth it to pay me lah, you know, trade secrets. I also need to eat lah, right, okay, so this is a second horror story. Okay, third horror story. Okay, this third horror story has a little bit to do with the first horror story lah. So apparently this unit, this agent told the buyer to buy first because he wants the buyer to take a bridging loan. So he make the buyer buy first, then extend the submission, then he thought that he can sell away and then submit the selling first and whatsoever lah, okay. Anyway, they are at the same situation one lah. Okay, I don't want to make this video short, so I don't want to go into it, but I already heard about 3 case studies of cases bursting because of the market situation. So why are all these cases not successful compared to last time? Why it can? Because last time, right, selling is easier mah. So if you take the risk and buy first and then sell later, right? And because, okay, buy first and sell later, there's nothing wrong. You buy first and sell later if you got money. These people, they are doing buy first, sell later, but they got not enough money to buy one. So in the transaction process, they are trying to synchronize some of the timings, okay, but they got not enough money to go and pay for the buying first. They need to wait for the selling to complete, then they can pay for the buying, or they need to take a bridging loan. So technically they are just trying to play with the timeline, okay. So they are not wrong, but they are taking a very big risk today. Why? Because last time selling is very easy. They can sell easily, you know. So they take this risk, they're not scared that the deal will burst. But today selling is very difficult already. So they take all this risk, they realize that they cannot succeed, it's not successful, then all their buying will burst. And when their buying bursts, because they cannot sell, they cannot move on, it complicates and implicates the person that they buy from, you know. It's like a butterfly effect, or chicken and egg effect or whatever. It's snowball. It's snowball and sabo other people. So these are big problems that is slowly surfacing because of the change of market situation. So as of now, try your best. Stick to standard procedures. Make sure you have a place to stay. Prepare to rent. Why I say that? Because frankly speaking, today rental market is not good. You know, it's not like last time. So it's, you can find one. It's all about expectation and money. So try to stick to normal procedures so that you don't get into all these unnecessary risks. Because when you get into all these unnecessary risks, it's very stressful. Okay, it's very stressful. It's not worth it. Okay, so that's it for our Qigui horror story. But no ghost ones. Okay, hope you like it. I just want to keep this short and sweet. hit the like button, subscribe button. Anyway, I did a members video on why Springleaf did well. If you follow my Telegram, I post a lot about Springleaf, and I know Springleaf will do well one. But why Springleaf do well? That's the important thing. Because before Springleaf release, I already know Springleaf will do well. It's just a matter of price. Then the price also, somehow there was a game being played. So you can go and watch my Springleaf video as a member. You can subscribe and unsubscribe, okay? There's a lot of other videos inside like, about the other new launches. Now, Springleaf will do well one, okay? So just a reminder, I handle all the new launch in Singapore for free. I give you free consultation, give you free first-hand information because the developer is paying me, not you. So you don't have to worry, okay? So I give you free consultation on the new launch if you're looking to buy a new launch. Somehow, we just have to accept the fact like, that the new launch market is moving. The resale market is pretty bad now. So hit the like button, subscribe button, and see you in next episode, and bye bye.